we knew that we were entering kind of an El Nino pattern, which tends to be a little wetter for the southern plains. So we weren't necessarily too concerned with drought intensification, but we certainly thought we would still be dealing with drought at the end of spring.
From drought watch earlier this year to flood watch in a matter of days, for the first time in years, Tarrant Regional Water District reservoirs are full heading into summer.
Probability of us actually filling up this year was on the order of 1 in 100.
The unlikely scenario is due to the second wettest spring on record and record rainfall that swept across North Texas in May.
Once we hit the middle of May, we knew we were in a special spring. We knew that the drought was going to be obliterated because a pattern like this usually just doesn't shut off like that.
Within just a matter of 2 weeks, we were on our way up. In a matter of 3 weeks, we were full and spilling.
For Lake Bridgeport, that's a jump of more than 24 feet. All this water put the district's engineering department on high alert, manning a round-the-clock operation to manage releases from Bridgeport and Eagle Mountain Lake to minimize the impacts of flooding downstream.
We coordinate releases by trying to minimize the damage to homes, but then to maintain public safety. The biggest concern is in Wise County. It's the roads and bridges.
Tough job when the rain just keeps coming. Overall, storage in TRWD reservoirs since January jumped 40%, a gain of more than 865,000 acre feet. Imagine a building the size of a football field, 164 miles high, and you get the picture. But even with all this water, this is no time for weather amnesia to set in.
What we had for the last few months was very nice. It was exactly what we needed, but it doesn't mean that life will go on without us ever having to worry about drought. No, it's the next one's coming. It's just a matter of when.
So keep up your water-saving ways and stick to watering your lawn no more than 2 days a week. It will help ensure that our supplies remain plentiful in wet or dry times.
I do think we need to remember there's a difference between a drought plan and a water conservation program. Now, drought plans are designed to respond to dwindling water supplies, but water conservation is a supply strategy that helps us have additional supply to meet future needs.
Always in the back of your mind, know that you know, water is a precious commodity, and we have to treat it wisely. And just because we have a surplus now doesn't mean it's going to last. It won't last.
For the Tarrant Regional Water District, I'm Mark Olson. Thank you for your time.